Well, the matter was raised in the Dáil this afternoon by the Labour Party leader, Alan Kelly, during leaders' questions. He asked Taoiseach Leo Varadkar whether he accepted that the report now needed to be rejected by the government.
Do you accept that this report needs to be repudiated? It needs to be done again. We may be able to take aspects of it, but it does need to be investigated and done again. Do you accept that the construction of this commission was fundamentally flawed from the beginning, limiting the quality and comprehensiveness and accuracy of the report? Do you accept that Professor Daly, appearing at Oxford yesterday, essentially now has re-traumatised the survivors?
The Taoiseach has said the terms of reference for the commission had been agreed by the Oireachtas and that the commission made its report.
Essentially, the report was left on our desks. Government members, Oireachtas members alike, and the commission members did not engage with the Oireachtas and did not engage with the survivors, either to explain the report, to tell us how they came to the findings they did, or to answer any questions. And I think that was not the correct course of action on the part of the committee members, or rather the commission members. And that has now been compounded by the fact that one of the commission members felt it appropriate to do exactly that in an academic seminar. And I think that was disrespectful to the Oireachtas. I think it was disrespectful in particular to the survivors and their advocates. And I think it is now necessary for the commission members to come before an Oireachtas committee, as they've been asked to do. They should do it without delay and allow us as Oireachtas members to hear from them why they came to the findings they did, and to answer any appropriate questions, and to do so in a non-adversarial way.
The Taoiseach is speaking in the Dáil a little earlier. Well, we're joined here in studio by the Minister for Children and Youth Affairs, Roderick O'Gorman, TD. A very good afternoon to you, Minister, and thanks for coming to talk to us on the programme. There's a number of different aspects to this, but let me begin with the forum chosen by Mary Daly to make these remarks. The Commission, we know, declined an invitation to appear before the Children's, the Oireachtas Committee on Children. Is it appropriate that a member of the Commission should have made what was, in effect, the first public comment on all of this at an academic seminar?
I don't believe it was appropriate, no. I think we have a situation now where survivors are hearing through second-hand coverage of an academic event where a commissioner spoke. It would appear in a lot of detail about certain elements of the report, and particularly about how their personal accounts were treated by the commission. And that's always been an issue that survivors have a real concern about. Now, commissioners and members of the commission are entitled to speak about this. But I think for the first public discussion of this to be at a restricted event like this is not appropriate. And I think it is now at this point necessary for the Commission to come before the Joint Oireachtas Commission and speak to the report and clarify, because I think you hear from Teresa there, you feel her, you hear her anger, you hear her, I suppose, uncertainty in terms of the information that has come out from the discussion yesterday. So that needs to be clarified urgently.
What Mary Daly did address, according to the reports of her comments, is the absence of the confidential testimony, the testimony of the individuals from the final report. She said, and I quote, "Everything that went into the final report really had to stand up to cross-examination due," she implied, "to the threat of legal action." That was what was at the heart of this, and that's been very much at the heart of the controversy since the report was published. Do you accept that?
Well, the terms of reference of the commission were quite clear that the material that came from these personal accounts before the confidential committee, that could be taken into account by the commission to the extent that they believed it was appropriate. And that's the language from the terms of reference. So they had the terms of reference gave them the permission to take on board these incredibly important accounts. I think everyone accepts that there's a difference between sworn testimony and these personal accounts. But nevertheless, the terms of reference did give the commission that right to take account of what was said. And certainly I've always said that it's that chapter that is the one for me that stands out most. It's the most powerful, I suppose, indictment of what was happening in these institutions.
But what she's saying is the reason that those testimonies didn't appear in the final report was because of the threat of legal action, that they faced the prospect of being dragged into court. Now, do you accept that explanation from her as to why that material didn't appear in the final report?
Well, I suppose I'm hearing that explanation through the media. media from an event that I wasn't at. So that's why I think it's so important that that key point is explored in a location like the Joint Oireachtas Committee. I think that's the appropriate point to get that real important clarification that survivors deserve.
Of course, the Commission can't be compelled to appear before the committee. In fact, it no longer exists. It's been wound up. So if they continue to refuse to appear to be accountable at that forum, is there anything you can do about that?
Well, look, the commissioners have been deeply involved in this for 5.5 years. They've met with so many survivors. They've read the material. They know what survivors have suffered. And I suppose I'm hoping and I'm inviting them to act in a compassionate way, that they will see the degree of upset that these particular comments have caused. And I think the best way that can be resolved is through that a respectful dialogue at an Oireachtas committee.
And just while we're on this, will you be looking for a full transcript of Mary Daly's comments yesterday?
We will look for that. My understanding is that there isn't that the event wasn't recorded, but I would certainly like clarity on what exactly was said at the event.
You see, I suppose crucial here is trying to understand how the Commission went about its work, the constraints it faced, if it was facing, for example, significant and serious threats of legal action, to understand exactly what was being said to it. Should the administrative files, the correspondence with the various institutions, the legal advice it received, should that sort of material now be released so people can actually understand this is why and how the Commission went about its work?
Well, look, when the Commission report came out, the government in its action plan acknowledged that information about the wider activities and workings of the Commission was of value. And we've made a commitment to create a records and memorialisation centre, and that material will be available through that. We need to give that a legislative basis. That's one of the items of our action plan that we will be progressing, like the birth information and tracing legislation that I published earlier last month, and like the redress scheme that we'll be bringing forward
but
in the next number of weeks.
The need now for so many survivors, Minister, is to understand as soon as possible what went on in relation to the work of the Commission. You know, to look at those comments by Theresa Sullivan, you know, where have we gone? We were the key people, nothing about us, without us. They're angry, they're upset.
And I think
those files are in the your own department now. They could be released so at least people could start to understand what was going on.
Well, obviously people can access their own files immediately through the subject access requests under GDPR. We have about 170 of those in at the moment. We've started to respond to people's individual requests for their information. That's happening at the moment. But in terms of that wider piece, that will be provided for in the Records and Memorialisation Centre. But I think in terms of getting immediate answers, I think the best people who can provide that information to survivors are the commissioners. And I think, again, in the context of a Joint Oireachtas Committee hearing, I think that's where that information can be most quickly delivered.
Has the credibility, the authority of this report now been, in a sense, fatally undermined by all of this?
Well, first of all, I think we need that clarity in terms of the treatment of the testimony before the confidential committee, and that's absolutely essential, and I'll be listening very carefully of what's said on that. I do think the key findings of the report in terms of 9,000 children and babies dying in these institutions, in terms of the state knowing what's happening and not intervening, I do think those findings stand, and those findings are the basis on which the state is acting to provide redress. And I do think that's really important. If I can just finish this point, one of the key points that survivors have said to me in my direct engagement with them and in the consultations we've done is they want redress and they want it quickly. They don't want to be dragged through a long process like we've seen with other situations of institutional abuse.
They also wanted to tell their stories. We know that, almost 500 of them, and they wanted those stories to be heard. Mm-hmm. Even all these years later, they wanted their voices to be heard, and that's what's not happened.
That's what, and this commission report hasn't delivered that element of their voice. But this the commission report was never the final say in any of this. And the government have committed to providing ways by which survivors' voices can be recognised, can be memorialised. But again, I will say that the key thing that survivors have said to me is information and tracing and redress. Those are the priorities that we've been working on.
You see, Minister, as recently as last October, you told the Dáil, and I'll quote in full if I might, the Commission established a confidential committee to enable former residents to provide an account of their experiences in private. These accounts will be captured in the final report, thereby giving an experience explicit voice to the mothers and children who began their lives inside the walls of these institutions. The lived experiences and hidden secrets of life in these establishments, as told by survivors, will finally be reported. Mm. Now, we know that didn't happen, but what led you to believe as recently as last October that it would?
Well, Brian, I think those experiences are recorded in the chapter on the confidential committee, that incredibly powerful chapter. But I think what we're trying to establish now is what weight in the final determinations of the commission did the commission give to those personal accounts. And that's the key piece of information. That's the question that is raised as a result of Professor Daly's intervention yesterday. And that's the question that we need to have answered, and answered as quickly as possible.
And if that question isn't answered, or if answers are given but they're not satisfactory, should the report then be set aside?
Well, as I say, I need to hear that first. To speak of setting aside the report would have a major impact in terms of the state's response that we've outlined, in particularly in the context of redress, because the redress is being provided for the findings of the report, the findings of death, the findings of incredibly bad living conditions in these institutions. And if we were to set aside the entire report, what is the basis upon which the government is bringing forward a redress scheme for these survivors, and a redress scheme that survivors have indicated they really want to avail of?
You see, Nolene Brown, who was born in Bessborough, has been saying today in response to all this, we were not made aware of the fact that the investigative part of the commission was separate from the confidential committee, or that our evidence would be discounted. I'm sure she speaks for very many survivors when she says that. Mary Daly says that it was a mistake to run the two processes, this confidential committee, alongside the investigation, that in a sense she's saying that the process was flawed from the beginning.
Look, I think everybody looking at the approach commissions of investigations take to issues that are incredibly sensitive like this, issues where the voice and the views of the survivor should be absolutely central. I think everyone recognises commissions of investigation legislation isn't the way that these investigations should take place in the future, and the government has recognised that. And I think what we have to do now is, first of all, get that clarification in terms of what weight was given to the voices of survivors, when the terms of reference made it clear that weight could be given to those voices, while at the same time the government is acting on delivering the key priorities for survivors, like that birth information and tracing legislation, and like a comprehensive redress scheme.
Minister for Children, Youth Affairs, Roderick Corman, thanks very much for talking to us on the programme.